Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jeremiah Watkins Part 2 episode. This one is very special because we were promoting his new comedy album called Reagan and Watkins. Thanks for tuning in. And this is one of the funnest episodes I've ever done. Please check it out. Thanks. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show, my friends. Jeremiah, we have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome the number one scissor brother on the planet, comedian Jeremiah Watkins, part two, baby.
Okay, we're good. Can I get a... God, I missed you.
Dude, I missed you.
I had a fun time last time I went over to your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that he has a sound effect machine where you could talk into it and there's different sound effects? But most importantly, Reagan and Watkins' album is finally out, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Released by Comedy Dynamics.
Wow.
23 exclusive songs. Look at this back art.
Wow.
Reagan and Jeremiah Watkins' album is available now.
Pat Reagan and Jeremiah Watkins.
You know,
what?
This is about this.
Yeah.
I want to go through every single song, and I want to know the story.
Okay.
So track number one is entitled Heaven.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
All right. First of all, can I just say, if you started doing exclusively infomercials, I would be sold on everything that you were selling, dude.
That's why I love you, brother. Really?
Yeah. You could sell me anything, Steve.
I love that.
Anything.
Thank you.
Anything.
Heaven, go. Track number one. Heaven.
Heaven. Well, yes. The track takes place mm-hmm. in like this mysterious setting and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. are we in heaven?
Right now.
No, it's actually the beginning of the album. That's the premise behind that track.
That is genius,
dude.
So when you
thank you,
when
I don't you get put, to, I don't get told that enough. Thank you.
You put the disc in.
You put.
You're
the,
forcing
okay, first
the
off,
listener.
First off, find play. A CD. Find a CD player or a DVD combo player.
Reagan and Watkins.
Reagan
get
and
it
Watkins.
At your local mom and pop record store.
It's not available okay, at any mom and pop. Record.
But where could they get this? Let's off top.
You know what's funny?
I want to promote.
You know what's funny? They can either get it in person from me on the road, or they can buy the CD online, which is kind of
where online.
It's you could get it at ReaganWatkins.com. They sell it on Amazon.
ReaganWatkins.com.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and buy that damn album, Heaven. Track one, you're forcing the listener to question if they're in heaven or hell. And obviously, they're in heaven.
They're in heaven because they're listening to our music.
This is Behind the Music with Stevie and Jeremiah.
Track two, Stepdad.
We doing this?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Reagan
uh-huh.
is your stepdad.
Nope.
Okay. I was off.
There's actually, so that one we actually have a music video for, and that's up, and Pauly Shore is my stepdad in that music video.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where can people watch the video?
On YouTube. Wait, where on they're YouTube. Watching this right here?
Right here. How did you, before, we're going to continue on the discography, on the song titles. Where?
I feel like this is the first time you come up with the best album covers
I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I'll take that.
How did you come up with the conceptual art behind it?
Well, you know what? We shot a different music video called SBD, which is abbreviation for Silent But Deadly.
Okay, I'm going to open your green tea because it's bothering me you haven't opened it
yet.
Okay,
there you go. Pop
Japan's
it open.
Number one
hey,
green tea.
Can I just say I've done a lot of Asian things today to get ready for this?
Oh, my God. All right.
And name by the way,
wait. Name me three Asian things that you did to get prepared
okay.
for the Stevie Weeby show.
Okay.
Part two, by the way.
Part two.
There's going to be a part three.
Part two.
Wait, hold on. We got to do the scissor.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Ended at ten.
Ten.
Okay.
Scissor Brothers for life, dog.
Okay. Okay.
So I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because I woke up and I was like, this has to be good because a lot of people say, Steve, a lot of people say this, that sequels are not as good as the original. And guess what?
This is doing pretty good so far.
Well, that's this solo. Going, that's the first one out.
This is going. This
but
is
that's,
gonna be,
but
there's
going
to be 10 of these.
There's going to. Okay.
I would like for it to be 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And guess,
this is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning
of your journey.
Just the beginning of the journey.
Reagan and Watkins.
Yes.
God, where'd you take this picture? This is beautiful.
That's on the main room on the main stage of the Comedy Store. That photo's where that was taken.
Wow.
We used just the spotlight.
Yeah.
From the Comedy Store, and
amazing.
The spotlight is like, you know,
it's
from
amazing.
The
amazing.
70s.
Yes,
so it's just like
yes,
it has that old
yes.
look.
Did you have to get permission from Adam?
One of the other managers, yeah.
Okay, and they were cool with it, right?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
very
yeah,
supportive, yeah.
yeah.
Since I'm a paid
God,
regular there,
amazing.
They're very supportive of stuff, yeah.
Who, I mean, this is just from my own curiosity. Go ahead, do a commercial for the green tea. Ichuan.
Ichuan!
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Can I tell you the Asian things that I did
yeah,
today?
Yeah,
that,
you didn't even
okay,
do it,
first off, I got a haircut, and it ended up making me look like a Korean pop star.
It looks amazing.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
Thank you very
it's,
much.
Yeah. Do you Thank like you. It, Craig? It's clean.
Craig, do you like it?
It's clean.
Mop top, I like it.
Mop top.
He called it a mop top. I don't
Ooh,
know if that's
I don't know
a good
if that's
thing,
a compliment.
Dude.
Yeah.
K-pop.
Yeah, K-pop, yeah.
Well, easy, Craig. I don't Craig, know about I, this new producer
no,
guy,
no,
man.
No.
I don't
he's
know,
a,
dude.
No, he's a straight shooter.
I don't know about
no,
this
no,
guy,
no,
dude.
No, he's a straight shooter.
I don't know about
Jeremiah,
this guy.
Jeremiah.
I'm getting riled up over here.
Jeremiah, he's a straight
Craig
shooter.
Craig comes in swinging
no,
his,
he's
his big old ginger dick around here. Yep, I see it, dude.
That's weird because he just ate ginger chews last night. Okay, I don't know if it's a conspiracy. Back to the second Asian
thing. The second Asian
thing
I did.
Haircut. Looks great.
Thank you.
Looks very South Korean.
Thank you.
Okay. Second thing.
I had Asian food for dinner.
All right.
And the third thing. I went to dry cleaning today.
Was it
and
Asian?
Picked up my clothes.
Were
and
they
she
Asian?
Was... Asian.
What kind of Asian?
Dude,
she
I
was
can't.
Korean, dude.
Yeah, she was.
She
dude.
Was an Ajumma.
She was an Ajumma.
Ajumma. Okay.
Okay.
I love this, man. We get along, don't we?
Dude, I yeah. love you.
I
you
love
know
you
funny?
Too. But I wanted to. You know what I thought?
What?
This we're not gonna do it. But I was thinking of something special to do with you. We're not. We'll do it next time. But
what?
I was gonna do a thing called Eat My Boogers. Where.
I have to eat your boogers?
Yeah, where I would, you would eat my boogers, and then I would eat your boogers. But we're not, we'll do it for part three. We're not going to do it right now.
All
but
right.
Do you, Craig, do you know?
I have a segment idea for part four.
But
it's called Eat My Ass, dude. You eat a little bit of my butt, I eat a little bit of your butt. And guess what? You don't even want to know what part six entails.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really good. Much. It's going to be really good.
Craig, do you know that we've seen each other's pubic hairs?
On multiple times. He said it makes sense. And you know what? We're very Steve and I are very close. Yeah. People don't realize
along.
That like
we get along.
Sometimes God. You meet somebody that you instantly have a connection with.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's my scissor brother.
Yeah,
Stevie
no problem.
Maybe.
I'm not gonna let you off the hook till we're doing every song. We're only on song number three. This summer. Go ahead. Take it away.
This summer you know what that's based off of is it's us parroting the era of the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, the bands like Blink 182 and Sum 41 and Bowling for Soup and Avril Lavigne.
It's nostalgia.
Yeah. So, you put that track on and you're instantly like, it's all about parroting because a bunch of those bands used to have songs about like talking about the summer and what was going to happen. And...
Oh, you know, Debbie Gibson too, or Tiffany. That was a little earlier.
That was
in the 80s, but
yeah.
I'm going to make an announcement. Mm-hmm. You said Blink 182.
Of course.
So Tom DeLonge, if you're watching this, I tried to make a phone call to the Stars Academy. I tried to get a hold of your sister. Brother, I love you. We're fans of Blink. I would love for you to be a guest on here. Please contact me, www.youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. Continue.
That's
this
www.youtube.com/Stevie. The wrong URL, but Tom, if you really want it, you
Tom,
can find it.
Tom, please reach out to me. I love you, brother.
Come on, man.
I love Blink.
I actually met Tom DeLonge once.
When? I went to high school. You know, I went to high school with him. He was the high school kid.
Then why aren't you reaching out, Tom?
I know.
You went to the same high school as Steve.
He was the high school prom king.
Shut up.
No joke. So even in high school, all the kids liked him.
He just had it.
He was cool with the jocks. He was cool with the skaters. He was cool with the punks. He was cool with everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So, Tom, that means you have to, if you ever
What
come
about
up,
you? Where did you rank?
I don't like thinking of it as ranking, but in high school, I was ranked pretty low.
Okay.
Because I was constantly cutting weight for wrestling.
Uh-huh.
So
you got so skinny once you disappeared.
Yeah, and then I missed out on like the girls.
The parties and the girls.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't get laid.
I didn't either.
Zero. That's why we're the Scissor Brothers.
Okay.
I'm going to say it again. That's
why
we're
the
Scissor
Brothers.
That's why
we're
the Scissor
Brothers.
Oh, I have the little yellow one.
Dude, I have the blue American one.
Very accurate. Yellow.
Dude, look at this.
That's your size.
Red, white, and
blue.
Wait,
hold up. Go back down there. That's your size?
Okay.
And this is my size. Okay, so going back, no, you brought that up, and you're so honest about it. Why couldn't you get girls in high school?
Oh. Okay. First, I got to tell you how I met Tom DeLonge. I'll tell you why I didn't sleep with girls.
So...
I met Tom DeLonge. I was working at a local radio station in Kansas City, right?
Dope.
And they go, we're supposed to go to Warp Tour that year to cover it, like behind the scenes footage and stuff like that. I was like there. I would do videography and stuff like that, and like different promotions and stuff like that for them. So they go, we got you guys an interview with Angels and Airwaves. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they go, but before you go in. You gotta know, you can't ask Tom anything about Blink 182. And we're like, so we're like, that's all we wanted to talk about. We didn't really want to talk about. So it ended up being kind of a lame interview that didn't really go anywhere. And I was just like a young cameraman. I was like, hey man, how's it going?
Were you nervous meeting him?
I was just more like, this is crazy because this was in Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah. So it's like,
Kansas
what?
City. I
Tom DeLonge's in Kansas. Yeah.
Wow.
But the Warped Tour was cool there, though. Mm-hmm. I saw Paramore there that year.
Oh, jeez. So you saw Free.
Yeah, yeah. It was Paramore, cool. Angels and Airwaves. What were some of the other bands? I think Reliant K was there that year. Yeah, that's it was fun.
It was a great experience.
Great experience. Yeah, and I did this Coors Light promo where I had to cut a commercial for Coors Light.
Wow.
Yeah, where I had like random like punk people being like, Coors Light is dope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was a part of it too.
That was part of my job. Like
marketing?
Yeah, cutting promos together and stuff like that.
God, that's cool. Yeah. And then, okay, so Tom. All right.
Tom, you've already met me, dude.
So Tom... Can I put this out in the universe again? Tom, so if you're ever up here, you're going to have to do this podcast and Jeremiah Watkins' podcast.
Yep.
Jeremiah Wonders.
And we're going to talk about aliens, dude.
So you're going to have to do both.
Both. And
since, you know what I'm saying?
And also, when you do my podcast, Steve is going to sit in. So be prepared for that. Get ready for that.
Do you know, can I give you a bit of information on Tom?
I would love some.
He's a skateboarder.
Shut up.
He was good. He's good. Back then, he was doing kickflips in the 90s.
All right.
By the basketball courts. Because I remember he'd, before wrestling practice, him and my other friend, Dan Rogers and Rich Salo, they would be skateboarding near the basketball hoops. And then there was a bank by the pool there. So they would catch speed and then like... They would put a trash can up on the top of this bank, and they would do like melancholy grabs, or they would ollie over it. But I remember he could kickflip back then.
Whoa!
And that really blew my mind because you know back then, and
very simple, yeah.
Well, everyone and their mom could kickflip now,
right?
But in 1990,
dude, my mom's been doing blunt slides lately. Yeah. My mom's been doing nose grinds.
Yeah,
dude, my mom's laser pretty flips. Dope. Yeah, man.
But back then, a kickflip.
Dude, I mean, my mom tray flips now. Like, she kind of shows me
who
up.
Who does?
Who doesn't? You see what my grandma does?
I would like to meet your grandmother,
dude. Yeah,
I know.
You want to get depressed? Let's do
this. No. It would make me happy. It would be a joyous occasion. I think it would.
I think you.
I'm good with older people.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
I think that she would think that you worked at her hospital. I'd be like, hey, this is my friend Steve. And then she'd be like, tell him I want dinner now. I'm like, no, this is my friend.
Is she at a hospital?
She's like in an assisted living.
I hear you, man. Yeah, I hear you. You know what?
Can I just say this show's gone corporate since it got, can I just say that? I walk in, dude, and I'm like, what are these? The last time I was here, I was holding my mic. Oh, and you got a clamp boom arm you have a chimney now? I didn't even know you had a chimney.
No, be honest. Do you like the change?
I don't like change.
Do you like these?
I think that they work.
They work. Okay.
I think they work.
Okay. And I'm not going to let you off the hook because I still remember what my next question was.
Oh, I remember it too. No, we're going to go back
to our school. High school. Girls ignoring us. Oh, girls.
Okay, now go ahead.
Okay, but before I get to that, can I say one
thing? Do you have another Tom DeLonge?
No, I have a different one.
I thought you were going to do number two Tom DeLonge.
No.
Hold up. Can I do another commercial?
Yeah, do another commercial.
Make sure you go pick up the... Reagan and Watkins.
Hey, can I just say
album?
If you do it too much, you're not gonna like it.
Why you're here?
No, it's not. The reason why I'm here is you, dude.
No, I know, but this is a part of it. No, I want to make this a part of it.
Green tea.
If you,
I don't.
If you ever see Jeremiah Watkins on the road,
zero calories.
You go up to him after the show and purchase one of these new albums for $10. How much are these?
Whole tea leaves.
$10.
$20.
At the merch
booth.
Not tea. Okay,
concentrates or powder. Okay. No sugar, sweetener.
Reagan and Watkins. Pick up that up. Cop that out.
I-T-R-N.
Okay, sorry.
Tea.
Okay. Okay, so back to...
Oh, so I have one more thing and then we'll get to the girl thing. Okay,
cool. No problem.
So I was in Madison, Wisconsin this past weekend, and your brother was performing there at a different club. So I was...
My brother was in Wisconsin?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Continue.
So we end up hanging out, okay. And I tell him, I'm like, I'm gonna do your brother's show.
And then what did he say? He be honest.
This is 100% what he did. He goes, he got real sincere with me, and he goes, thank you. Like I was doing like I was like helping you out with a make-a-wish or something. And I go, Bobby, it's not like that. I'm friends with your brother. I like, we get along really well. He goes, what do you mean you get along? I was like, we're friends. I go, we have chemistry.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
And he goes, what do you mean you
that
have chemistry?
Was a really, dude, I got to give you a pound. That was a really good interpretation of my brother, man. You got him down right there. You captured his essence right there. Right, Craig? Like the pause, like.
Man, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
He gets
God.
Real sincere sometimes.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I was like, no, like, I like him. It's not like a thing where I'm doing him a favor. We're hanging out.
Did you tell him that we actually get along as human beings?
I told him, I tried to explain to him. I was like, we riff really well. Well, he doesn't even know about the Scissor Brothers, dude.
He doesn't know any of that.
He doesn't know anything of that, dude.
Doesn't he know that we probably have a better chemistry than a lot of these other podcasters.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Do you know any podcasts that have had multiple cross appearances?
No.
And guess what? There's going to be a
more.
Stevie Weeby Volume 3 on Jeremiah
anytime
Wonders coming up.
Anytime you want me, brother. Anytime you want me, I'll be there within 5 minutes. I walked in the rain. Give me a pound for
you
that.
You did.
I walked in the
he
rain
came
for
drenched.
You, brother. I walked in the
and
rain.
And I was like, oh, this little
brother,
dumpling's wet, ready to go for my
make
podcast.
Sure you
let's
your
do this.
You're ready to walk in ditchy pack.
You're going to have to put that down. It's
you
becoming,
better buy this.
Dude, you're plugging it so much,
I'm
I don't
so
even want to
okay,
get
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm going to put it down. It's out of sight.
That's
of
very nice.
The,
it's
no,
very
I'm,
nice.
I'm putting it
it's
away.
Steve, it's very nice.
But
that
we're
you're
only on song
much.
Four. I'm just letting you know. We're only on song four. We're only on song four. But
okay.
Continue.
Okay, so.
I want to get back to the girls in high school.
Okay, girls in high school.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So, Steve, originally, I was going to save myself for marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
I was that guy, too. And I know why. Did you go to church camp?
Yep.
Wait, hold up. I'm going to throw a couple at you.
Okay, okay, okay.
Wait, student venture.
Wait,
student venture.
Wait,
student venture.
And then I'm going to throw some right back at you,
okay?
I'm going to throw some back at you after you throw some at me. But I'll get the rebound, okay?
Okay. Student venture. Hume Lake summer camp. Hume Lake. No? Those are the two that I have. But go ahead. You could ask me.
All right. Harmony Hill Youth Camp?
Negative. No. Negative.
LBARC?
LBARC.
That was the
is that,
that was the
Lutheran
the hip one. That was the hip
bar
one.
Christian? Don't know it. Ask me another one.
Okay. Those were the two church camps I went to.
So that's why we never got girls.
So that's why. We were going to church camp instead of getting girls. Oh, no.
Can I tell you something that stung when I realized that I missed out on in my yearbook, my senior year?
Oh, did a girl leave you a message?
No, not just one. All the girls, certain girls wrote, Steve, it was good knowing you. Hopefully you'll get some in college.
They knew?
Yeah.
But were you pursuing it, though? Or you not at all?
Man, I don't know. I just know I missed out.
I did too, man.
Did you kiss a girl in high school?
No. The farthest I got was at the end of it was a prom, I believe.
Yeah.
Right there on the cheek.
You got one on the cheek.
I kissed a girl on the cheek.
Hold up, we gotta do the scissor.
One, two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Done. You got one on the cheek. That's more than I could say.
Can we scissor with the scissors? Have that ever happened? Wait, open it up. No. Like,
oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay. 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 No. Okay, wait. Do this.
Okay. No. No, we're not doing that.
You never scissored with real scissors before?
No, we're not doing that.
Come on, man.
We're not doing a scissor. Come on. Scissor. We're not doing a scissor. This is metaphorical.
Come
we're
on.
We're just doing the scissors.
Come on.
No.
We're going to be scissor sisters after this.
No, we're just doing just regular scissors. Like, yeah, just arts and crafts. Arts and crafts scissors.
By the end of the podcast, we might have to do it.
Is it because, and I think about this from time to time, is because the Christian belief system kind of clouded our whole like being, our soul, and like
I think
I try to get them to convert to Christianity. I would if I were to talk to a girl, I'd be like, let's say her name is Bethany.
Yeah.
Hey, Bethany.
There was a lot of Bethanys in the circuit, dude. Yeah. Right?
Hey, Bethany. Would you be interested in going to a Bible study? We meet at Brett Griffin's house at 7:30. And you're always welcome. Like, was it like that? Where it's just Bible.
Well, do you know what?
did you
look back and there were girls throwing pussy at you and you did it and it went like going over your head?
No, I...
Like, Bethany's like, just, do you want to come over to my place instead and we can put on a movie and then maybe...
No, I... Even the dances, I was always the guy left alone with the sleeping bag. Just like sleeping by myself.
The dances?
No, after they would get a hotel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember my senior prom, they all... Because I took a freshman. I took the preacher's daughter, actually. I took the preacher's daughter. She had to get back at 9. So
at 9 on prom night?
At 9. At 9 right,
o'clock.
Like, right after.
What time did prom start? At
8:30? It was like curfew, 9 or 10. Like
9 is pretty early.
Well, she wasn't there at the after party when the real fun began.
Of course.
So I
when
just,
the sinning begins.
Yeah, when the sinning began.
Yeah.
So did you... ever go to the dances? I'm just curious.
Dude, I love to dance.
I'm sure you did.
I went to one alone as Napoleon Dynamite.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man. And I just cut a rug by myself.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've always just had unadulterated confidence.
But the kids loved it. But the kids loved you at high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you kiss? When did you finally kiss? When did you kiss a girl?
When I moved to L.A. When I got secular, dude, that's when things got crazy.
Oh, my God.
Tom, do you want to hear about this?
Wait, Tom, come on over here. Let's talk it out.
Tom DeLong,
DeLong, get over here. Okay, back to song number 4, Vicky. Go ahead.
That's...
Song 4, Vicky. What is that? Who is Vicky?
Vicky is Pat Reagan's mom. And we got his actual mom to be on the record. She's actually, I call her. She's actually on the record.
So Vicky's. Vicky's Reagan's mom.
Yeah.
And you named the song Vicky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sketch where I...
That's so good, dude. I got to pound you up for that. That's a damn good choice.
It's a sketch where I call his mom.
Good choice,
We recorded whenever Pat and I were out in Boston doing some shows.
Dude,
yeah,
that's
with his
amazing.
Actual mom. It's pretty cool. We didn't hire an actor. We got real family members, real love to be put on this album.
Hold on, my God. I just saw the next song title. Hold up. Let's pause.
Okay.
Okay, I like Vicky, but what about song 5, Blue Balls?
Well.
It's the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah. Blue Balls is a parody of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep.
Who doesn't love Simon and Garfunkel?
Iconic duo.
And not only that, you have to have no heart to not, you know,
it's
you
true.
Have to, everybody should enjoy Simon and Garfunkel.
Iconic,
anyone.
Classic duo.
It doesn't matter if you're born in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, if you're a millennial, if you're born today, you should definitely listen to a Simon and Garfunkel album. Oh my God, I love that. Okay, Blue Balls. Track 6, I Just Masturbated.
Yep. Guys, if you haven't caught on yet, this is a classy album.
Track 6 is called I Just Mastered.
It's for the kids. It's an all ages album. And
amazing, man. This and is let's amazing. Just say,
can,
this has got to be one of the best albums ever recorded. Keep going, man.
Can I just say, my family hates the cover of this album.
Dude, this is what sells it. This is the best thing. This is one of the best pictures ever taken.
Thank you. You get it. But we're also brothers, though. So you're supposed to get it. My parents don't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I swear, Steve, we're going to scissor with the actual scissors.
No, you have to just do this 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
God, that's amazing. So track 6, I mean, that in itself would be a legendary EP. If you just ended it with that being the last song.
Yep.
But it doesn't end there.
It doesn't.
Track 7, I just went soft.
Yeah, so it's a kind of a three-part series. Blue Balls, I Just Masturbated, I Just Went Soft. So it's kind of a progression. We take you on a journey through the human anatomy.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold up. Track 8, Pat's mom.
Yeah. Who's Pat? Pat Reagan.
That- oh, my
That's
it's
Vic.
Vicky.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah, we have two tracks. We have two tracks dedicated to Pat's mom on this.
Oh my God. I can't even breathe. This is one of the best song titles ever.
Thank you.
So
we put a lot
hold
of
up.
Thought into
just
them.
let's talk this out.
Okay, let's talk it out. Let's
hold
talk
on,
the
hold
talk.
Up,
let's
man,
walk the walk.
It's just like this is too much.
It's a funnel
of
fun.
Track 8 and track 4 are literally the same song.
Well, they're one of them isn't well, they're both sketches, but they're different lapses in time.
Okay,
so the one
okay.
earlier takes place.
Oh my God.
Earlier, there's something that happens in that track with Pat's mom. And then I'm singing a song and Pat walks in on me while I'm singing about his mom and it gets kind of awkward.
Oh, I got it. Brilliant.
Cuz I'm in love with Pat's mom.
Okay. Shout out to Pat's mom.
Dude, shout out to Vicky.
Shout out to Vicky Pat's mom.
Shout out to Vicky Reagan.
Do you think she'd ever be a guest on this?
Dude, absolutely. If you had Pat's mom on as a guest, it would be the best. Because
I'm sorry,
here's the
I just
thing.
Came up with it.
Because the whole podcast would be like, you shouldn't address like how you know her. You should just be interviewing her about her life and stuff.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. I've thought about doing that.
I would try to keep a straight face.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that where I interview just literally like my neighbor or something. I've thought about doing that.
You should.
I've got a Russian neighbor who...
Oh my God, that would be amazing,
right?
Dude.
Maybe people might like it.
Because it's something different, man.
Yeah.
It's someone not in, you know, doing the entertainment thing. They're just living, man.
Yeah.
Okay, track 9, drug deal.
Craig, are you enjoying this?
He loves it.
Okay, good.
Craig loves it. That's
okay,
a good,
good
sign. He's, you know, that's a good
if
sign.
If it's Craig approved?
Yeah, it's Craig approved. Then it should be everything approved.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's doing the drug deal here?
Pat and I are doing the drug deal.
Okay, so you're making a deal with each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part sketch, part song, but it's about a drug dealer who, you know,
yeah,
we've all... heard of those people,
God,
all seen those people who are a little bit...
I can't wait to listen to this.
Yeah.
This could be amazing.
Lingers.
Big side of average.
That's about... it's about penis size.
Okay, so... wait, hold up. So it's...
So
it's the
there's a spectrum.
Side of...
So there's a spectrum of penis size,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Okay, so here.
Okay,
get you,
okay,
this would be... I wish we had like...
Well, no, I have a ruler.
Okay, cool.
I have a ruler.
Okay. Great.
So what is what is average for? Okay. So what is average? What is average boner for like a normal person?
Well,
is that 5 inches?
Supposedly.
Five.
Some people say it's 6.
5 is pretty good, right? So
yeah.
Would you say so? What's okay? So going back to the song title, what is the big side of? What's the big side of average.
So it'd be
7.5.
Seven. I mean, if you're rocking Steve, and you're average.
No. That's big.
7.5 would be pretty good.
It would be. That's a long,
that's a biggin.
That's a big biggin.
I don't have a 7.5.
Yeah, that's too big. I would say five and a half.
Okay, let's go there.
Is that the bigger?
On the bigger side of average. Yeah.
Because right here. Okay, yeah. So this is five. That's five right there. 5.5. Go ahead.
No, go
ahead.
I was gonna clasp your hand.
You don't do that
while somebody's looking at measurements.
No,
that's bad etiquette. So you do it again. So like you're looking, you're like, that's 5 inches, and then your friend's like, okay, let me see that.
Don't do that. I'm trying to figure out the bigger side of average.
Yeah.
6 would be kind of excessive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, so maybe
6 is like that's a pretty big one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What if you're like I'm just gonna ask. But what if you're like on the millimeter and centimeter tip?
Steve?
No, I'm not saying I am,
Steve,
particularly.
Look at me.
Well, yeah. No.
Steve. Steve. Look at me. Look at me. Hey. Did you ever have those talks with a parent or something?
No, where they
keep saying your name over and over? Steve?
No. I know what you're doing.
Steve.
No, I'm not micro. You're going to ask if I'm a micro.
Steve? Steve.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
No, it's not that
Steve.
Small. It's not that small.
Steve?
It's not. I'm telling you. It's not. It's
Steve,
I would tell you.
You're with friends here.
I know. Hold on. I wish I could get a chubby right now.
Dude, I wish you could get a chubby.
What? I'm sorry. Okay, so if it's not a micropenis.
Mm-hmm.
Because a micropenis, okay, would you say a micropenis is lower
lower
than a hole? It's
I've
lower
never,
than that.
A micro? Is
no,
that
it's
real?
It's real.
That small? This small?
It's a button. It's literally a button.
That's...
Yes.
Wow.
So, a button is smaller. It's lower than
this
hole.
It's lower than the hole.
It's lower than this
yeah.
hole. Okay, so if God came down and said, I'm not going to give you a micropenis, but what I'm going to give you is not much different.
And then I would be like, God, is there any good news in this message?
Would you be happy with...
No,
I'm just saying, would
are
you...
we bargaining with God
yeah,
on penis size right now?
We're bargaining with God.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics of this. Because
we both have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Would your girl accept like an inch and a half?
I think that... I think that it would change the dynamics of our relationship.
So an inch and a half
Okay,
an inch and a half would be that. But if it was this thick.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean.
Would she still stay
I
with
think
you?
I think that I would have to do a way more cunnilingus than I'm currently doing.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Just five scissors.
How's your?
One,
two,
three,
four,
five.
Hey, how's your C game lately?
What's the C game?
Cunnilingus game.
Pretty good.
When was the last time you scatted?
I haven't done that in a while. But I like it. It's like a meal.
Oh yeah. When was the last time you did that?
It's been a few months.
Yeah.
But okay. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do that a lot with?
I mean,
they love it, right?
I think they're into it.
Yeah.
What I heard is
they love it.
Ladies like it.
They love it.
They want some more of it.
They do. I just do the circular.
Circular?
Yeah. I go. I'm sorry. No, you can edit that.
Please. Craig, you're leaving that in. You're leaving that in, Craig. That stays in. I do more of
letters?
I do trapezoids.
No, will they flag the
episode?
Well, because we're doing like mouth.
Tongue
moves.
Tongue movement? No.
Okay. No, because this is artistic, man.
You know what we should do to make it even more Asian is put sensor bars, like the tentacle stuff, over
oh.
our mouths while we do that? Craig, sorry to add more to your workload, but...
This guy's done movies. So if you haven't seen Hollows Grove... No, this is my time for you. If you haven't seen Hollows Grove, go online and download that movie. It's my buddy and producer Craig Efros' movie, Hollows Grove. Go get that now. Go watch that. No, Craig, come on. I like to do that. Okay, so back to Reagan and Watkins. This is a beautiful album. It's conceptual. The art is exceptional. The song titles, hold up, I'm not done. The song titles are just out of this world. I love the packaging. It's just, I love it. It's a classic looking album.
Thank you.
When I
mentioned that
what is Wedding about?
It's
Song 11. What is Wedding?
It's a sketch.
Okay, it's a sketch.
There's a decent amount of sketches mixed in there. It's like an old school music comedy album, like a Tenacious D or Sandler, or yeah.
There's not enough
it's a throwback.
Of that. There's
it's
not
a throwback.
Enough of that.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to do
I
it.
I love that this exists because it seems like nowadays. No, I mean, I'm trying to get real. I'm not trying to be funny about it. It seems like nowadays because at your place, you have the albums on your wall.
Yeah. Yeah,
and remember,
Steve Martin and Robin Williams.
I commented. I'm like, oh, that I remember that. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a throwback to that.
We have albums coming in the mail. Like we're doing vinyl. Yeah, so I want to frame one to put it up there with my other vinyl that I have on the wall. Kind of almost like a vision board. You know what I mean?
Can I get a signed cop? I would be honored. I would be honored.
Heck
I would
yeah.
put it up.
Yeah,
I would put it up somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, would you give me a signed copy?
Yeah.
Of this album,
yeah,
that'd be amazing. So you're doing vinyl,
yeah. We're very limited release because it's expensive, but yeah.
How do the listeners and viewers get a copy of the vinyl? Go ahead.
My social media. If you follow me on there, I'm at Jeremiah Standup, and I have my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. I announce everything through that.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
How many pieces of vinyl are you putting out?
It's a pretty limited run. We only ordered 100 to start off with. It's a super limited run.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you better get there while you can.
Yeah.
Definitely buy one of those. I have a feeling that this is going to be like sought after, you know, because they're going to go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to go.
Uh-huh.
And then people, you'll regret not getting this damn album. You'll be like, man, I was thinking about it. But you'll be too late. You better go now.
Okay.
And get this.
Steve,
I'm not done.
I love you.
Go
but
get
you
this
have you,
Reagan
you're so nice.
And Watkins.
You're so kind.
This is what
I
okay.
Here's the backstory on
it.
What's happening right now.
Yeah, I love it.
I mentioned to Steve that I have an album coming out. And I was like, hey, I would love to plug it at the end.
Yeah. I did the whole episode about
it. I said at the end. And he's so nice. He's so kind. But he started going through the tracks. And here's the thing. Now it's
but
like.
But am I the only one that has done that?
You have.
I deserve
that's
three.
A good
I
friend.
Deserve three scissors.
You deserve
for that.
Three for that.
One, two, three. I deserve three.
You deserve three.
I deserve
you
three.
Absolutely. It's a hat trick.
Okay.
But I'm just. You're so nice. Thank you. But I also don't want to, like.
Overdo
people.
It.
Oh, I don't want to overdo it.
Okay.
People have already heard a lot.
Okay.
That's very nice of you.
No, but this is, you know, this is just a fun way. This is just fun.
Yeah.
You know, they know we're. You know, they know we're like lighthearted. About
yeah.
It. You know, I'm not literally forcing them like you better, you know, I'm just saying, hey,
could I hear
just want to let them know that it's out there in the universe.
Could I hear that voice again? That you better voice. Like
you better.
Like, yeah.
You better.
Oh, don't hurt me.
What are you doing?
You be that guy. You be that guy. Yeah, yeah. We're doing role play.
You better not keep promoting that damn album.
Oh,
I want to listen to a god dang regular podcast, man.
I'm just trying to promote, sir. Sorry.
Why are you always cutting off your guests anyway?
I've noticed that.
If you keep doing that, I'm going to go to Rogan and just listen to Rogan and Tiger Belly and all the better podcasts.
Wait.
Than you.
You're threatening to jump from Stevie Weeby to
I
Rogan?
I never liked you to
just,
begin with.
Wait a second.
I never liked
but
you
why
to
would
begin
you,
with.
If you're
I hated
to Stevie
your podcast.
Weeby now, why would you jump the shark all the way to go to Rogan?
No,
I feel like
I never liked you to begin with. You were always cutting
but
off
you've been
the
such
guests.
A loyal.
No,
you've
no,
been such
no.
a loyal listener.
I refuse to promote and to support your podcast, Steve.
But I've got some unboxing videos. Yay, dude. Can I
dude,
can
no,
I give you props?
That's 10 scissors right
can
there.
Can I
hold up that's
okay. one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Have we done our legs yet? No, just like, but I'm the right scissor. Okay. You're left okay. scissor. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Why did you do that?
Ito in.
You caught me off guard. Oh my god. Was this a fun one? This is very fun.
Hey, can I say
hour's already gone by and I feel like I have
no it hasn't. Like, no.
It's almost 8.
Shut and your I feel mouth. Like,
you know what? That's why we can just keep doing these. Cause when I do yours and when you do mine, I feel like we're not getting anything done.
We're definitely not getting anything done. But that's what I like about it is because there's so many things, like there's so many podcasts that are like serious interviews. No. And sometimes, in my opinion, I just like seeing some buddies hang out.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I think we started like 7:10 though.
We have time. Let's continue. We won't talk. You know what? We'll take a then break. He gets serious. We'll take a break from this.
Let's talk about your child.
We'll take a break from this. Uh-huh. I want to know, because man, you're doing really well, you know, like... You're traveling a lot. You're going to different places regionally, nationally. What do you... Okay, this is... I always like doing this.
Have you heard of a skate company called Familia?
Familia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Have you... I just met those guys.
Where?
I skated their park in Minneapolis.
Familia. I've heard of that. They're in the Midwest.
Yeah, they're in Minneapolis, yeah.
Oh, how did you even get to know them?
They listen to Kill Tony, and they hit up our drummer, Joel. And he goes, if you want to skate like late night. So we had a private session like late at night. It was cool.
Dude, when I saw, I like how we're going to skateboarding now. Because when I saw your footage, you were in Arizona and you were at the Wedge.
Yeah.
And I saw you do a board slide and I was like, I kept like rewinding it. I'm like, whoa, he's doing that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was that fun for you just to?
I mean, I love it. I'm not a good skater by any means.
Me neither, but we have
but
fun.
But I love it.
But
we have fun doing it.
We have fun.
And honestly, it's more kind of about like going with friends and like the camaraderie than anything.
I love it.
Because
I love it.
I broke my arm skateboarding last year.
You did?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
What are you trying?
I was just dropping it.
Are you dropping into a half pipe?
I literally, the video's online. It's pretty bad. God. It's pretty cringy.
It makes me happy to see you skate though for some reason. You, I'm like, oh God, that's fucking awesome.
Well, it's kind of like seeing somebody like with Down syndrome, like run a race.
Hey, do that.
No.
Don't
do
that right
now. No, it's like, it's kind of like a wounded animal, like walking for the first time.
No, you're not a wounded gazelle.
I'm just saying, like, I think that's the sensation why it gives you joy. Because you're like, oh, yay.
But even if you weren't to do any tricks, right? And you were just on the skateboard and you were to just go down the street.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You know, just.
I love it. Of course it is.
Like,
I'm looking at your skateboard right now. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Let's say that's all, like, let's say you couldn't do tricks or you couldn't, like, you can get air, but all, like, the gravity allowed you to do is just to
just
be
ride
mobile. Yeah,
and
just
coast.
To ride. Would you still do it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how did you meet these from, like, were you just...
This is up through Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, shout out to Todd.
So what was their park like?
It was dope.
Indoor
or
outdoor?
It was indoor. It was like a warehouse kind of space.
It was indoor?
Indoor.
Okay, what was in it?
They had like... they had like a kicker and a little bit of a launch. They had one mobile rail that you could move around. They had some quarter pipes that like kind of went up. They had like a metal grid kind of ramp that went down, and they had like a little half pipe. Most of it's pretty mellow.
Right.
Most of it's not like too
crazy.
They
have a ledge? Like a fun box or something?
They had, yeah. They had one fun box in the middle, and then they also had a curved kind of fun box. I don't know if that's what that's called, but you know when
it
makes like an S?
Was there like metal coping on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes like an S kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How high was the box?
It was like this.
Oh, that's pretty high.
It was like this.
It was like that?
But the fun box,
the
there
fun
was
box
one
lower.
More
oh,
like
okay,
this.
Okay,
I was able to get, I did like some stalls and stuff on
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it. Because
you initially did that. I don't think I could get that high.
No, I can't get that high. There's a dude there that was literally, he was awing up onto, like, there was like this fake, it looked like an electric, it was a Vans, like, electrical box looking thing.
Yeah.
And he was like getting this high. And I was like, ooh.
You know what? That's great you brought that up. Because like, we skated back in the day, right? Just for fun.
Yeah.
But like, nowadays, it seems like kids just.
Well, they're.
They're get, just.
do it so easy?
Well, they
I
get
don't
in,
understand what's
well,
going
they
on.
Get into it so much younger.
Yeah.
And because the foundation's been laid for the tricks and stuff,
it's done.
They can watch it on YouTube.
Oh.
Like I had Tony Hawk's trick tips on DVD.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
even
yeah.
the video game. Remember the Pro Skater?
Oh, dude, of course.
With Chad Muska.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dude.
But
Christ
so,
Air.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good game.
It was great.
So those guys
Blue
were,
cartridge.
What was that?
N64. Were you a PlayStation guy?
PlayStation.
I was a Nintendo 64, so I had a blue cartridge.
Oh, do you know what that is? Yeah. Oh, he knows. He games.
Yeah, he gets it.
So
Craig gets it, dude.
So are you, did they like...
I love Craig, dude.
Do you like him?
I like him.
Yeah.
I'm into him.
I mean, no, but do you get a good vibe from him?
You know, at first, I was like...
No, be honest.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was like, this guy's straight to business. I like that.
Oh.
And then B, he was efficient. He's like... I'm going to make some calls here. I'm going to make some direct calls.
Oh, the
calls.
Way he like cut.
The way he cut and he's like, hey, we're killing time. We're not going to do this thing where Jeremiah packs up his saxophone and then there's dead air while Steve is talking. We're going to freaking get to the good stuff. And then we plugged my album for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
and it was great.
I love it. I'm going to keep plugging it at the end too.
And then, you know, Craig during the plugs, he was like giving signs like wrap it up like.
Oh right,
like,
no, no,
like,
that's crazy. He's done that.
He's
done that.
He's like, come
wrap
on,
up,
like,
wrap
dude,
it up, dude,
what are you
wrap.
Doing, man?
Or he'll go
get
like
out
this,
of here.
Or he'll go like this. He'll go like 10 minutes, dude.
And,
hurry up, wrap it up.
A lot of signals.
Are you doing that right now?
No, whoa, no, I thought talking. That was antlers, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I thought
so,
he was doing one of these.
I'm just
like,
curious.
There's a deer crossing by your apartment complex.
He's like, well, you're making him smile.
I like him, dude.
It's hard to, you know, it's hard to get him to smile.
Well, good.
You're making him smile. It's a rare thing.
Okay, good.
Did those guys invite you to like a barbecue after or like did they?
No, we literally, we skated and then we went back to our Airbnb, slept for 3 hours and then hopped on our plane. So Tony and Red Band went to sleep and Joel and I went to the skate park.
Oh, amazing.
Because we were like, we'd been eating garbage all week.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It would
like,
be fun to skate and just exercise a little bit.
Yeah, what
you know?
Kind of garbage? That like fast food out there or something?
Just, we eat a lot of fast food on the road. But we eat good things too. But
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
But we don't, I don't eat a lot of vegetables. I need to eat more vegetables
whenever
I go on the road, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do this trivia question just for, because there might be people watching this that want to do what you do, like, because like do the comedy thing and
I want
you to give them inspiration.
Okay,
what are three things that you could tell some of these kids that are inspired to do what you do, like give them three tips, like, you know, like Tony Hawk's pro tips.
Okay,
but in comedy.
All
referring
right.
to comedy, the comedy world.
I mean, some of them they've probably already heard. So, I mean, the going to as many open mics as possible and writing as often as you can is a huge one. And repetition, that's what most people will say. But one thing that I say to people that I think is a good tip, because I do it for myself, if you have writer's block and you can't come up with material doing stand-up, maybe try to put that creative energy into a different form of entertainment or art. It can have nothing to do with entertainment, but if you are putting that energy into something that makes you feel good, that will push you forward and release that writer's block. Because if you, let's say you're writing stand-up, maybe try to write a sketch instead, or maybe try to write a short film, or maybe try to write a screenplay, or maybe write like an episode of a sitcom or something, because you're not going to have writer's block ever completely across the board. And that's the best advice I can give somebody who's like feeling like stuck, like putting that creative energy into something else.
I got to do that with you for that. That was amazing. Just give me two.
All right.
One, two. That was amazing. I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a kid could be watching that. And they might be like,
oh, and
just
don't
too,
and don't get down on yourself too much if you have writer's block too, because that any like negative energy will it'll start to weigh you down eventually. Like shake it off and like try to be as positive as possible, because that like the more like a good mindset you are, the more creative you will allow yourself to become. Mm. That's the best thing I can say.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it important to like get be a part of the community, or can you be a lone wolf and still succeed?
For me personally, I'm an ensemble guy. I love working with people. Yeah. So I like being out and I like meeting people and I like being around good, like-minded people. So I think the lone wolf approach is pretty difficult. There's always exceptions to the rule and there's people who thrive in that way, but I think that's a personality thing. So I think that it's always good to be around people because if you have good friends, they'll call you out on stuff in comedy. They'll be like, hey man, that's like, you can do better than that. Or they'll actually give you specific ideas like, hey, what if you did this with the joke? This may be why it's not working or whatever. Oh. So it's good to surround yourself with people. Same thing, like if at the skate park or whatever, like if you're going with buddies like who are better than you, like they can be like, hey, you're doing that trick wrong. Like your foot placement is off. You're not popping enough whenever you're alling. You're like, all off. Oh, like you have a friend with you. Like same thing.
Wow, I like how you put that together. That is true, right? So you're saying there are benefits of being a part of a collective kind of creative group.
Yeah.
Opposed to if you're by yourself, you might not know what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this is the way I do it.
Yeah.
Oh. So kids, be open to joining a collective or be open to constructive criticism as well.
Yeah, definitely. Right? Definitely that, yeah.
Because I know a lot of artists, they have a hard time.
If you can't take notes or direction or criticism, then it's a hard place to be at.
For anything.
For any field that you're in.
So even if you were to paint a whole thing, like your own Picasso, it would be hard to take like constructive criticism, even when the painting's done.
Yeah.
Because someone would be like, I don't like the way that looks. That's tough, isn't
well,
it?
Well, art is a little... That's just is a little hard about art.
Right,
it's pretty
right.
subjective.
Oh, right.
With the, it's a double-edged sword. Same with comedy. Comedy is pretty subjective. But, like, if you are... If you're purposely surrounding yourself with people... Surrounding people who you respect personally and they have your best interest at heart, then you should be open to it. And just, like, not close yourself off too much, if that makes sense.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
And that's me getting real real serious with...
Are you excited? Where are you flying out to tonight?
New York.
You're going to New York?
Yeah.
For a comedy show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I like when...
Oh, this is going to be out later.
That's
they
okay.
Can't
so,
see
dude,
you.
I went to New York and it was great.
Tell them that you had some great success.
I had some great times. We did these shows at the Gramercy, and we did this festival called Skank Fest, and I saw a bunch of great comedians.
And then you stayed in a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Ate some great food.
In Long Island City, I caught up with my buddy Jeff.
So, yeah, Jeff.
I like when you get excited about something, Steve, and you kind of side-eye, and then you go, oh, tell me about that.
Yeah. So... Wow. So this is where we're winding down. Then I got to do another infomercial. Reagan and Watkins has released a debut album called Reagan and Watkins. Please support it on all platforms. This is the time on the podcast where we promote all of your social media platforms. Go ahead.
Tonight on CNN, Stevie Wiebe does an interview with Jeremiah Watkins about his debut album. Tonight.
You can still follow me on all social media, at Jeremiah Standup, jeremiahwatkins.com has all my stuff. ReaganWatkins.com has the album info as well as my website. YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins. You can see both episodes of Steve Lee, Stevie Wiebe. On Jeremiah Wonders. So go to youtube.com/Jeremiah Watkins and that has all that stuff. And then my podcast is on all platforms, dates and all that stuff is on my website. It all, you know, if you follow me on social media, you get all this stuff. So
Okay, before I do my announcements, we have to do 20 scissors.
Okay. Wait, can we do it with the legs?
Wait.
Okay. We have to do it at the same time. Okay. All right. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And some people, here's the thing. The Scissor Brothers was born of the volume 2
We're
of the last
of
Stevie Wiebe episode on Jeremiah Wonders. So you might
you
not.
You got to do 20 of
these. Hey, what did I say before the end of the podcast?
No.
Steve, what did I say?
We can't do it.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
We're going to do it.
We're gonna do it. You're gonna miss your flight.
No, I'm not.
No, you're gonna miss your flight.
I've got TSA pre-check and I'm ready to go, dude.
Jeremiah, seriously, you're gonna miss your flight. Don't do that. That's so scary.
Have you ever seen a two grown men scissor with scissors before?
No.
Scissor Sisters were born this episode. Well,
you seen it first.
You saw it first. The exclusive.
Exclusive on the Steve Wavy Show. Okay, so, dude, that was so fun. Hey, so I did yours twice.
Yeah.
You did mine twice.
Yeah.
We got to do at least three.
At least. We have to complete the tripod.
We got to complete the tripod.
You got it. The tripod.
Okay. So, shout out to the new patrons, Carlos Lepe Andrada, Daniel Allenson, and Zachary Albright. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. If you want to make that pledge and support the show, go on that. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Go check that out. Instagram/QUANGOU. I have a new series called Stevie's P.O. Box where I unbox packages that you guys send.
It's very entertaining.
1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. If you guys want to send stuff there. I have a new website. Okay, guys. So go to stevieweebyshow.com and there's merch on there right now.
What kind of stuff can you get there?
Oh, so you could get hoodies. You could get shirts. And there's going to be more that I'm going to put out.
Okay.
It's great. So definitely check that out and get you a shirt or get you a Lorray shirt or a Stevie Weeby
Show. Your infomercial voice, I thought you were going to take me down the rabbit hole of all the things that you had. And then you're like, I've got hoodies. I've got shirts. And I've got more stuff on the way.
Love you, brother.
Love you, brother.
Yeah. Have a good time in New York.
Thanks.
All right. No, there's no Lil Ray this week. Yeah. Wait, come.